Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Tim Muniz is with us, ladies and gentlemen, and Tim's a new friend for you, but he's an old friend of mine. He and I have worked together many times over the years, and he's just such an impressive guy. The work that I've seen him do, I wanted you to know about, not only about what the industry that he's in, but about a little bit about the evolution of this small business that he's been working with of his own for some time now. And as I said earlier, he and I have worked together on some projects with the SBA over the years. And he is the president of Event Strategies Incorporated. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be on.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, folks, when you go to a conference, many of you have been to some really big ones like I have, where there's speakers coming on every 4 or 5 minutes, and it's just everything to the audience looks like it's seamless. There's video, there's audio, there's incredible production value and everything, and it comes off perfectly. The food's perfect, everything's perfect. But what you don't realize is there's a beehive going on behind the scenes, and there's a queen or a king bee in charge of that beehive, and Tim's the king bee. And Tim, I want to tell my audience that I've been to a lot of events, and the ones that you conduct are the best I've ever seen.
Well, Jim, thank you. That's quite a compliment coming from you. I appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure. And now your company, Event Strategies Incorporated, is your own small business.
Yes, sir.
Before we go into that though, I wanted you to tell the audience, because you can do a better job of this than me. You've had some pretty high profile customers in the past. I know that Senator Bob Dole, when he ran for president, is one of them. Talk to us about some of the other folks you've worked for.
Well, we worked for some pretty big clients. Actually, our first client ever was General Powell, or now Secretary Powell.
Right.
We've worked for companies such as Yahoo. We've worked with Jack Welch before. We currently work for just about every cabinet secretary in the federal government, or most of them. We've worked for companies such as Oracle and the like. And so we're kind of used to working at that level, if you will,
right.
Based on the experience that we had when we started the company. Through the world of political advance.
But you've also worked with a couple of three presidents too, haven't you?
Yes, we have. In fact, we've worked for all the presidents who are alive today. We come from the world of political advance. We're the guys who, in a campaign or at the White House, travel in front of or in advance of the candidate or the president and actually set up the events. The production, the lighting, the staging, the audio, and also the message delivery and things like that. And so, as a result of that, we've had the honor, really, of working with just about every president alive today, not only through our political work or work at the White House, but also then as the company grew into more of a corporate direction, working with the presidents on some events like that.
Well, and the name of your company at one point in time was called ProAdvance,
right.
which you've decided needed a little bit of dusting up just to make it a little more intuitive, right?
Right. When the company first started, you know, as I said, we came from that political world, and everyone in Washington knows what the term advance means, and we were very proud of the name of the company, ProAdvance. But then as we started to grow more into the corporate work, we realized that people didn't really understand what that meant, and we needed a name that was going to talk or tell a little bit more about what we actually do. And Event Strategies really says it all. And so ESI, or Event Strategies Incorporated, is what we eventually became.
Well, yeah, I mean, in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, if you tell somebody you're in the advance business, that clicks immediately. That's jargon.
Yeah.
That's
right.
that's jargon, basic bread and butter language. But you step outside the Beltway, and it's not so much, right?
Exactly. And what we really want to do, the direction we want to grow the company in, was corporate, was Fortune 500, was PR firms and advertising firms. And so it was becoming difficult to have to explain to the client what the name of your company actually meant.
Right.
So it was fairly intuitive and fairly easy to make that switch when the time came.
Well, and how long a time did it take you did you take a long time to move from one name to the other?
Or? I think about 18 months.
Yeah. Okay. That seems to be, we've had other folks on who've changed their name. That seems to be a pretty typical thing.
Right.
And it's probably a mistake to try to do it too quickly, isn't it?
Exactly, because you want to get the right feel. I mean, you're going to brand that name eventually. You're going to spend, you know, years, if not decades, with it, and so you want to get it right. So we really didn't have any problem making the change. We knew it was the right thing to do. We had figured it out by then, and we were confident that that was going to be our final name change.
Well, one of the things, Tim, that I observed you doing is not only working very closely with the customer and the people that they put in charge of this, who may or may not be all that professional at what they're doing, so I can see how you could wake up in a new world every day with some folks, but also I saw you working with a lot of different companies and so you work with a lot of vendors. The people who we see moving around the conference hall are not all your employees, are they?
No, exactly. Basically, when you do a conference of that size, and the one we're talking about was the SBA Expo, a conference of 3,000 people or so over the course of 4 or 5 days, the level of production and the level of organization that goes into something like that is so big that you need several companies. And over the years, we've developed relationships with vendors, companies we really trust, and we bring them in on our programs, people who do the online registration, for example, the on-site registration and the capturing of all the registration money. We outsource that. We do a lot of work with satellite vendors as we bring in people via satellite for an event. We typically outsource that. Some of the design work for the backdrops and the logo and the directional and promotional signage, we outsource some of that. Now, over the years, ESI has grown into kind of two halves of the same company. One was the event management portion, but then over the years we started to buy into, so to speak, the production element, and right now the second half of the company, ESI Equipment Rentals, has grown to maybe be one-third of the company. We're getting to the point where we can pretty much outsource a 3,000-person event, or we'll be there within a year or two.
Wow, congratulations. How many employees do you have?
11 right now.
11, but in any given conference, how many employees will be under your thumb?
We'll bring in contract employees, probably bring in 6 or 7, and then for subcontractors, it could be anywhere between 20 and 40, depending on how big the conference is.
Right. Do you typically include the food? Is that typically under your purview?
It's becoming more and more.
Yeah. Which means a lot more employees.
Yes.
Stand by, Tim. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're visiting with your new friend and my old friend, Tim Muniz, the president of Event Strategies Incorporated out of Washington, D.C. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, what did it look like the day that it all turned bad? 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tim Muniz is our guest, and my old friend, your new friend, president of Event Strategies Incorporated, and that's the business he's in. He's in the business of coordinating and developing and executing events, large events. Tim, what's the biggest event you ever did? How many people?
I think probably the biggest event we do every year is the Library of Congress Book Festival on the Mall.
Yeah.
For about 80,000 people.
80,000 people.
And the biggest I think we ever did in terms of a splash was we did the President Summit in Philadelphia, which was chaired by Oprah Winfrey and General Powell, and it had every living president.
Wow.
Plus most of the cabinet and God knows how many senators, governors, and congressmen. And that was kind of the biggest we had ever done in terms of, you know, visibility.
Tim, give us your website, please.
www.eventstrategiesinc.com.
So check it out, folks. If you need an event planned anywhere in the country, right, Tim? Maybe around the world.
And around the world.
Yeah, yeah. You take it from me, folks. Tim's the best, and so I encourage you to check out his website, eventstrategiesinc.com. Okay, now when you were working, I know what I want to come back to the what I just asked you in a minute, but before we do. What happens? What went wrong? The worst day of your life as an event, as an advanced man, or as an event strategies, event management business. What did it look like the day that it all turned bad?
Well, that was easy. I was in Chico, California, And Senator Dole was on the stage. I was the tour director at the time. And I was in one of the offstage tents talking to headquarters or something like that on the cell phone. And my deputy walked up to me, and very calmly he said, "The senator fell."
Oh,
and I looked at him, and I said, "It sounded like you just said the senator fell." And he said, "He did." And I couldn't piece it together because he was so calm. And
I remember when that happened.
Yeah. I ran out into the buffer, and he was up on the stage, and there wasn't any dirt on him and no blood or anything. And I had to ask people. I had to grab somebody in the audience and say, "Did he fall?" And they said,
"Oh, no."
And I had to put in the phone call to headquarters and say, "Senator fell. I can't get to him right now. He's on the stage, you know." And that was it. That was it. I couldn't talk to him very much that day, the rest of that day, because he was always surrounded by senators on the plane.
Right.
And it was that night we got to Vegas for the event the next day, and I went into the office or into his hotel room, and I said, "You know, sir, I don't know what happened. We're going to find that out, but I'm accountable, and I'm going to offer my resignation tomorrow."
Wow.
And he said, Tim, "You're not going to resign." He said, "It was a dumb thing to do. I leaned across the fence." He said, "Just, you know, go get me a Diet Coke, and we're going to be fine." And that was it.
Wow. Well, I mean, you're a stand-up guy, and I can imagine you doing that. But I remember when that happened. I sure was glad he wasn't hurt. I know you were too. Talk to us about working with the Secret Service, because I know you had to do that.
Yeah, we probably do 3 White House events a month right now from the production side, from the equipment rental side. They do their own management. And as such, we work with the Secret Service all the time, and of course on the campaigns we did. They're an incredibly professional group of people. They're incredibly organized. And the advance team is always working off of significantly less time and significantly less resources, and people who aren't trained as well as the service. And so in addition to their responsibility, which is to protect the president or the candidate, they have to kind of put up with the advance guys who are trying to make the candidate or the president as visible as possible
right,
and get them into
right.
the public.
There's a tension there, isn't there?
There should. There
safety
always
versus
is,
visibility.
There has to be, and there's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they do a very good job managing that tension from the advance operation. Yes.
What's the smallest project that you would do?
It would be
cost efficient for you to do.
You know, we'll probably do a project as small as maybe a press conference for 50 people or something
okay.
like that.
All right.
When a client wants to really do it well.
All
and
right.
we'll come in and we'll design, you know, soup to nuts, the backdrop, the lighting, the audio, the promotional signage, stage management, and the like. So that's usually about the smallest we do.
So when if somebody wanted you to do something for them, you said soup to nuts. Basically, they could turn it over to you, and and you'd give them a proposal. You're basically the general contractor of a project like that, aren't you?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so somebody comes to us with an idea, and they say, "This is what we want to do, but we don't know how to do it." And we say, "Okay, let us show you how this is done.
We know how to do it, or we know the people who do know how to do it."
Exactly.
That's what you'd say. Well, how much in advance? Let's say that, for example, all right, now I'm pretty sure that the SBA is going to have another conference next April or May, probably in Washington. How far are they already talking to you about that, or is this too early?
Probably too early. People at SBA like Adela Soriano have probably started to lay the groundwork for next year's meeting. And somewhere in the late fall, they'll start to basically submit the RFPs.
So you need about how much time would you need to put on a 3,000 person event like that? 4 months,
we've done,
3 months?
We've done it in under a month, but we prefer 3 or 4.
Right.
And that's a quick turnaround. I think most companies that do what we do, not coming from the advanced background, take up to a year to do that. But we're a little easier to turn.
Right, right. What else would you, if someone were going to get into this business, other than telling them to run away, what would you tell them?
Get some experience. What we really sell is experience. What we really sell is the ability to turn to a client and say, "We've seen this before. This is not a problem.
This is not our first rodeo."
Right. This is going to be just fine. Because ultimately, the events we do are so big that typically it's something the client has never done before and is important to the client because it's so big and so new. And you have to have that experience to be able to come in and say, "Yeah, we've done this. We've seen this movie. We know how to do this." And basically win their confidence from the beginning so that they don't micromanage you as you go along.
Are you looking for folks? If somebody
Always.
Wanted to contact you?
Always.
Event Strategy Incorporated, Inc. Tim Muniz is the best. Tim, thank you for being here. Good job today. I'm looking forward to seeing you again real soon.
That sounds good, Jim. Look forward to seeing you too.
Thanks, Tim. See you next time. Tim Muniz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. We'll get him back another day. Quick break. Right back with Wayne Cruz. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.